one, a two, a one, two, three, four.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
I forgot the ABCs for
a moment. Oh, wow, okay.
Right.
That's the intro. Welcome to the Nosebleeds. I'm your host, Rowan Dell Small Jr. I have
Noah James Grimes,
Meredith Stewart,
Madison Butler,
Madison Paige Butler.
Madison.
Oh, we're saying our middle name. Okay, Meredith and Stewart.
Wait, can I do that?
Because
I'm Maddie B. Raps.
Oh, wait, Maddie B. Raps, aka Madison Paige Butler. Like, your name is actually Maddie B. Raps, but you're like.
My cover name is Madison Paige Butler.
Yeah. Like, yeah, whatever. Let's talk about Black Panther. As I was saying before, the reason. What?
I would just
say okay. I thought you said what? That's why. Oh no, as I was saying before, I didn't really get excited for it because it got really politicized with all the like the African Americans being like, oh yes, this is our movie and stuff. So I was like, okay. I don't want to watch it anymore.
Well, I'm excited to see it still. Like, I'm probably gonna see it this weekend. I think it's good that they have a diverse cast.
Well, yeah.
You don't see that a lot.
Diverse as in what's his name? Bilbo?
Freeman?
Martin Freeman's the only white guy in it. So it's
The dude from
diverse.
Apparently the dude who got his hand cut off, and my friend said he's in the movie as well.
Yeah, he is, but they're literally the only two white people in it. So it's like,
I mean, it's not
diverse.
I don't care about the color. Like, if you're a good actor, that's what I care about. Yeah. I don't care about the color of anyone's skin in movies.
Well, like, my
if
problem,
you're a good actor, then by all means.
Yeah, my problem is when people judge it by that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm.
Because some people say, like, if you don't like Black Panther, you're racist. No, if the movie's bad, then the movie's bad.
Yeah, it's like,
yeah,
if
yeah.
it's good, then it's good.
Yeah, don't blow it out in proportion.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If a movie's bad, it's bad.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't seen it yet. Like, cinematically, it looks gorgeous.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I haven't seen it either.
I think I'm the only one that's seen it here. And it's a beautiful looking movie. Like, Marvel outdid themselves with it. It looks gorgeous.
But Marvel lately has been killing it anyway. So.
Yeah.
In comics books.
I mean,
Marvel's
honestly, it's like Eminem. It's like they no longer have to set the bar. They are the bar for movies.
Eminem.
It's like.
Yeah.
It's like Eminem's the bar for rappers.
Oh, the snacks?
Like, for a while, it was like all about. DC when Christopher Nolan Batman trilogy.
Okay, let's be honest. Christopher Nolan wasn't really DC. Like, that was Christopher Nolan.
I mean, but like,
DC
technically,
character.
We can say it's DC. But I mean, other than that, I mean, DC's kind of gone downhill. Wonder Woman
was the Marvel movie of DC. Like, it looked so much like a Marvel movie.
It was
movie.
So amazing. Like,
yeah.
And I like that I could follow it because it's based on World War One. So.
Yeah.
And I say this again. If it's in our timeline with World War One and she killed the god, there's World War Two. It's World
yeah.
War Two.
And in Wonder Woman 2, they're skipping all those wars and go straight to the Cold War, which makes no sense.
It's interesting what they'll do with it, though.
Yeah.
So
I'm excited just because Wonder Woman was so good.
Yeah, Wonder Woman was really good. Justice League sucked, though.
I haven't seen it.
The CGI in it was so bad.
I was scared that it was going to be bad, so I didn't see it.
Danielle, one of Madison's friends and my friend, she said it was okay. I was like, it's not
good. Yeah, I didn't bother much.
Cyborg CGI was so bad.
It was
so bad.
His upper body was big and his lower body was small.
So it was just
weird.
Unproportionate.